For years, the Ohio Valley has been known for having some of the highest rates of fatal drug overdoses in the nation. Now, a nonprofit group is trying to shift the focus toward the region's innovative solutions to the addiction crisis. Aaron Payne reports on programs using collaboration to expand addiction treatment and recovery.
The Addiction Policy Forum celebrated solutions at events across the Ohio Valley to honor programs selected in their Innovations to Address Addiction reports. The group's executive vice president for community engagement, Kimberly Clamp, says the 37 programs selected look beyond the traditional methods of addressing addiction.
This is a disease that begins in adolescence and can remain with us the rest of our lives. To think that it could be magically cured in 4 weeks is a myth.
The Addiction Policy Forum is a national nonprofit organization focused on eliminating addiction as a major health problem. Clamp says the innovative programs also align with their goals of helping patients, improving treatment, and educating the public about addiction.
Using the science that we know about the brain disease of addiction, 50% of our country still doesn't believe that addiction is a brain disease.
After years of leading the nation in overdose death rates, Clamp says the Ohio Valley needs new ways to think about the addiction crisis. Those working the programs, the forum highlights, say it's time to focus on solutions that are forward-thinking, collaborative, and can be recreated in other communities in order to combat the crisis. All of the programs in the reports exemplify this model. One out of Huntington, West Virginia, applies it to nearly every aspect of the treatment and recovery process.
Down that hallway are the group rooms, and over here is the nurse's station.
The building Michael Haney walks me through is an old CVS that's been transformed into a one-stop shop for those needing help with addiction. Haney is the executive director of PROACT, an outpatient treatment center that aims to guide patients from diagnosis all the way through recovery.
We have one mission, addiction work, but we focus on addiction work as the whole person.
PROACT is a collaborative effort. The main partnership links Valley Health, a health center program that serves the Ohio Valley, and Marshall Health, which operates through Marshall University. The combined resources allow people to come in right when they decide to seek help.
We wanted to set competition aside to actually do something meaningful together because there's some things Valley Health can do, Marshall Health can't. Some things Marshall Health can do, Valley Health can't.
And with the help of other local partners under the PROACT umbrella, a patient can also have housing, transportation, employment, and spiritual needs addressed. This collaborative effort allows them to see nearly 500 patients a week. PROACT also works to eliminate the stigma surrounding addiction through community and patient education.
Healthcare should always be about informed consent. And so if they're informed, they can then decide what they want to do.
Haney says being recognized by the Addiction Policy Forum as an innovative program is gratifying. He thinks their model could help people struggling with addiction in other communities.
We want to be the best, and we hope that through the example of collaboration, others become even better than us.
PROACT is just one of the 37 programs honored by the Addiction Policy Forum as innovative, but it's a great example of the sort of innovation the region needs. Kimberly Clamp says the Ohio Valley's addiction crisis needs more than one solution and communities working together.
We feel like it takes everybody to come together to solve the opioid and addiction crisis. No crisis has ever been solved by just one sector.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.